Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 7. Yesterday's episode was about becoming an expert, and today's episode and today's business idea is quite different because it deals with your garden harvest. So you probably know when you have a garden what this is all about. If you don't have a garden, keep listening because it could be interesting for you as well. Because for those people that have a garden, they know two problems. So first, you as an owner can't harvest all of it. So there is only so much food you can eat and give to your friends and family. And everything else will probably rot. So the second problem is, and that goes out to those who don't have a garden or who have a garden and also want to deal with this issue, is that garden owners don't necessarily know how to deal with the problem of leftovers or possibly don't care. But if there would be a way, and if they would know the way how to monetize on their harvest, they would probably consider doing something about it. So the question is, what can one do with the harvest to avoid it to rot? So if you want to deal with the problem yourself, I just give you a couple of ideas, and you probably know most of them already, but maybe you don't, and maybe some of them are really interesting. So you could ferment some of your fruits or vegetables, like for instance fermented apples. You could pickle some stuff. So maybe pickled pumpkin, I like that a lot. It's kind of sweet sour. You could make vinegar. You could make, and this one is really interesting, concentrated fruit juice. So you probably can't make that at home, but you could give your fruits to a factory that can do this. And if they do it properly, then they can fill the concentrate in a so-called bag-in-box system, and that will give it a real long shelf life. So then your concentrated fruit juice can be poured into glasses, and you just put some water on it, and then you can drink that for a very long time and have fresh juice for a very long time, which is great during the winter. And you can sell those bag-in-box concentrated fruit juices. You could make vegetable or fruit chips. Then you could distill your fruits and make a spirit. You could dry them and cut them into pieces, so they're kind of snacks. And you could make vegetable powder or maybe even fruit powder, which could be used for seasoning, for cooking, for baking. So you could make fruit sauce with that, use it to flavor cake dough, or you could use it for cooking soups and something like this. And you probably need to freeze dry it. So that needs a factory as well. But those are just a couple of ideas, and I'm sure you have more. And if you want to share them, feel free to share them with me. You can send them to idea@businessideastalk.com. But there's one last one, which is like better than doing nothing, is you could put your harvest in a biogas plant. So that's really better than having it rot in your garden. Now that you know how to deal with the products, you could have another problem on your hands, because maybe your harvest isn't big enough. So that could be a business as well. Make that a business. Ask others to join you and be the organizer. Be the one who collects the harvest and gets that processed. But then you maybe have the fear that processing it will cost too much. So turn it around, make it a different business. Sell your fruits, your vegetables to consumers right away. Let them pick it up in your garden or bring it to markets. It's up to you, really. Or you could try selling it to juice companies, bakeries, food factories in your area, and get them to pick it up. So there's a lot of potential here, and there are a lot of ways that you can actually make something out of this. It's very seasonal, I'm sure, but it's better to do something about this than doing nothing. And I think it's still a very interesting business to me. And maybe you can make products during the whole year, depending on demand. That's it for this episode. Let's end it with today's quote. So it's coming from Albert Schweitzer, who is a German philosopher, and he said, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful." I hope you liked this episode. I would love to hear your feedback, and I would love to hear your business idea. If you can send it to idea@businessideastalk.com as voice or text, I would love to hear it. And I wish you a great day. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Bye.